This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Hey, 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 and welcome to episode 147 of How You At You. It's your girl Shanice from K-Pop Box.
And Shay from The K-Way. And on this podcast, we love hanging out with you guys and talking through the hottest K-news, your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, and everything in between.
Yes, so if you want to join the conversation, make sure you hit us up on socials at How You At You. So let's sit back, relax, and let's get it started.
Okay, so our very first segment, per usual, is Hot Topics, aka BBC Shanice, where we give you a rundown of the hottest K news that's come up over the past week or so. So, Shanice, spill the tea.
Yes. So, apparently, IVE is going to be going on a world tour. And then when they said world tour, child, they meant the world, okay?
Oh, wow.
You're obviously going to start in Asia, you know, your Seouls, your Bangkoks, your Singapore's, then LA, not LA, then your America, that's what I should say. So like LA, Oakland, Atlanta, Newark, and then they're going to Europe, so Paris, Barcelona, Berlin, Amsterdam, London, they're also going to Mexico City, Manila, Melbourne, Sydney. I really feel sorry for like the African K-pop fans or the Indian K-pop fans, because it's like, they don't exist. They do. But for, even though, you know, this is a good list, it can be extended.
Yeah, exactly. And I think the only way, like just a very quick sidetrack, the only way that we'll probably see more acts going to these territories, because there's already the demand. Like when artists have gone to like India, for example, or I don't know if anyone's gone to anywhere in Africa. But there's a lot of demand. So I think perhaps if we see more like artists getting involved in music festivals that are happening in those spaces, then their companies will feel like, oh, okay, this makes sense. Is something we can do independently as well. But
yeah,
there are amazing fans. I don't know what events it's been for, but I know there's been a few occasions where sometimes lesser known artists and some bigger ones have gone to like India and they get involved in like different music festivals already happening there. I'm not sure if anyone's been to Africa. I know, for example, in Nigeria, they have the Korean Cultural Center and they have their own like festivals and events sometimes, but I don't know how involved actual K-pop acts get involved in those, but go over there. It's lovely.
It is lovely. So for some of the dates that I've mentioned, so for our American girlies, boys, thems, you have time. They're coming around March-ish. And then our European babes, they're coming around like July. And then Australia is like, I mean, Europe is June and Australia is like July. So there should be dates floating around. I did see like a list with dates. So have a look. You have time to save. It's not one of those things where, oh, we're coming, but it's next week. So have money, have £500 ready. It's you have time to save your coins, which we like and which needs to be standard. But I'll get into a rant later. Let's not rant right now. We've just started. talking about IVE. IVE also, their song Baddie has achieved a pack, which is a perfect all kill, which for those that don't know, it means that they hit number one on all Korean charts. They join BTS twice as the BTS and Twice. I can't read today. Damn. They joined BTS and Twice as the third act with the most packs. So IU is 20 has 21 songs, Big Bang has 7 songs, and BTS, Twice, and IVE have 4 songs. And I don't know why, I was quite not surprised, not because I don't think IVE are good, but I just didn't know people rocked with them like that. Do you know what I mean? Not that their songs are bad, I just, I didn't know they already had, like, actually it does make sense, to be fair, when you think of their songs. Because you have the light, what was that, love, after, like, after love, like, what, that song. Do you know what I'm talking about? Whatever it's called. What was the other one? They had another one that was quite popular.
Yeah, I think Ive has had quite a few.
Yeah, so thinking about it, it makes sense. But some, when you think of Ive, I don't know why. Like, maybe I'm just, I'm sleeping on everyone, to be fair, so.
Oh, they have, like, 11 after, like, Love Dive.
Ah, see, that's, it's probably Kitsch. Those. Yeah, so it's yeah. I'm thinking it's probably 11, because 11 was a popular one. Love Dive was a popular one. The Love After like After Love, whatever it's called. And this Baddie song. That's what I think the four songs are. That would make sense. But that's amazing. Go Ive. That's all the Ive drama. No, it's not drama. News. YG News. Baby Monster announced to... I feel like I'm always saying... I'm always announcing that they're debuting. But apparently they will debut on the 27th of November. It's been a two-month delay. Originally, the debut was set in September. And YG... you're delaying it because they're carefully selecting the title track. So we'll see if they actually debut. Or it may be delayed again. Do you know why I say this? Because news broke that YG Entertainment's Yang Hyung-suk faces 6 months in prison and 1 year probation following a ruling by the Seoul High Court's Criminals Division. The charges stem from accusations of threatening retaliation and obstructing a 2016 drug investigation involving former YG member, BI. Former YG managing associate Mr. Kim was also sentenced to 4 months with a 1 year probation term. So YG's in their jail era. I shouldn't say that. Take this microphone away from me. I don't know what's wrong with me today.
Moving on.
So that might delay. That might either push up Baby Monster's debut to like kind of mask it, but I think that wouldn't work because then they're just gonna tie the two together, or they may delay it even longer. So I don't know. But keep your eye out for Baby Monster. Yay! And last but not least, I don't know what's wrong with this woman. I hope she's okay. Azealia Banks. She's facing backlash for allegedly targeting BTS's Jungkook on social media, where she criticized, I quote, fruity K-pop weirdos. Okay, child. On her Insta, I think it was on Instagram, her Instagram story, she put, I don't know what triggered this, by the way, but she put, sidebar, now that we're done pretending Chris Brown isn't the most important artist of this decade, can we all pretty please tell these fruity K-pop weirdos to get out of here with their ghost white bleached booties and trash Michael Jackson choreo. The K-pop boy bands are just a bunch of twerking twinks. Lovely words, Azealia. Obviously, this comes after her previous remarks she made against Troye Sivan as well. I'm not going to get into that, but netizens are reacting strongly with concerns about potential xenophobia in her comments about K-pop. I think we should just stop giving her attention. I honestly don't know. Like, I'm being serious. I'm not even trying to be mean. Like, I actually don't know what's wrong with her because she goes on these rants and raves and anyone can get it. You know, one day I won't be surprised if I'm on her. I'm no nobody, but I won't be surprised if I'm on her story because she'll just give anyone.
In all honesty, I know little to nothing about this lady, and I just hear every so often. But I think people forget, and this doesn't justify condemn any of her actions or like the effect or the negative effect or whatever harm it's causing. But I think sometimes people forget that the entertainment industry loves polarizing content.
Mm-hmm.
So she could perhaps not even care or know about any of the people that she's writing on, but it's like, oh, what's polarizing? What's going to have people talking? What's going to put you in the headline if you're not very active at the moment? So once again, that doesn't justify her actions, but I honestly would just try not to give it attention.
Yeah. I don't know, like, because I feel like with Azealia, problematic personality aside, I feel like she's very talented, and I don't know if she's just angry at that the entertainment space, that things have panned out the way it has. I don't know if it's panned out that way because of something she may have said and she's kind of blackballed herself, or something else happens. I don't know, because again, I haven't researched the lady like that, but this is not going to help anything either. But anyway, child, I know you guys want me to talk about a specific story, but I'm keeping it for On My Radar. If you know, you know. Shay, don't say anything, because you know what I'm thinking about.
The way I'm so confused right now.
Yes. Begins with D. D. Oh, okay, yes. We're going to leave it for On The Radar. I haven't forgotten. We're going to circle back, as the corporate girlies like to say. So yeah, guys, that is Hot Topics. Hot Topics. If there's any stories you want to comment on, or if you want to comment on any stories that we spoke about, make sure you hit us up on socials at Have You At You. Okay, moving on to our next segment called Say What, where you send your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, hot tea. You can send that all to howyoutea@gmail.com. That's howyoutea@gmail.com. Or you can submit an anonymous form at kpopbox.co.uk/howyouatyou. So Shay, take it away.
Okay, so our very first unpopular opinion for today is,
So you can't read either.
I had hiccups. One second. Well, I hope I don't have hiccups throughout this. Oh my gosh. Okay. So our very first unpopular opinion for today is, I absolutely love Yes or No by JK. It reminds me of 2016 summer music and feels so light. I'm really happy that he put something like this out. And in the best way possible, Aespa drama sounds like a KDA song, and I love that. So, thoughts and feelings, Shanice?
The way my mind just went blank. Oh, my gosh. You're supposed to go, hello, you still there? Do you know what? There's a part in JK's song. Did he interpolate Usher?
I plead the fifth.
How are we going to have a conversation about this? Okay. Anyway, I'm getting... Okay, this is a thing. Okay, sorry, I'm going on a bit of a tangent, but just follow me, okay? I'm not just even talking about K-pop in general, but why do I feel like sometimes people or artists bring out songs that should have been out in the summer when it's cold? I can't shake my ass in on a yacht when it's cold.
I get what you mean, but it kind of feels right, although it feels like a summer song, and I would also interpret it to be a summer song. I feel like it's that kind of song that feels like a summer song that comes out in winter that makes everyone feel warm again. I don't know how to explain it.
Tomato.
I hear you.
Yeah, I haven't listened to Jungkook's like whole project or whatever, and I still haven't heard. He has a new song, right? Standing
next to you, I believe.
Well, he's standing somewhere, child. I haven't listened to it yet, like, surprise. I think I've heard snippets, because I think he was performing it somewhere, and I might have seen bits and pieces of it, but I haven't like fully focused on it, and it seems fun. I feel like JK is in his pop boy era, which is cute, and it's working for him, so yeah. And I guess it's different from everything else, but I do have another sidetrack. I feel like this could be a video essay, but I will never do it because I can't be bothered. But never say never. I don't want K-pop to lose the essence of K-pop, in the sense of, we listen to K-pop, like the genre of K-pop, for either like how the aesthetic of the videos, or the styling, or the performances, or the unique sounds that producers are able to explore within the genre that would throw people off within like the general sense of pop, right? Even mm-hmm. though pop can be experimental as well. But I've noticed, and maybe this is where, not that I don't love K-pop anymore, that's a lie, otherwise I wouldn't be doing this, but where I guess sometimes the disconnect is because I feel like it's kind of changing now, but like I kind of miss the campiness and the kind of like you turn your head sideways kind of vibe to K-pop, because that's what K-pop is slash like, was.
Please reshinify and re-girl generation.
That's what I mean. Like, let's not dilute it and just say, okay, now we're just going to do... Not that there's anything wrong with artists that want to do regular K-pop. Regular like pop music in general. Mm-hmm. That's fine. But like, I just don't want like the essence of K-pop to be diluted because of globalization or because of, oh my gosh, but the money. Because the girlies are still paying coin domestically and internationally. And yeah, I just don't want everything to sound the same.
Yeah, I get what you mean. Like, it still should have like its unique twang. I think something slightly off topic from what we're discussing. Mm. I haven't listened to the full song or watched the full MV, but you know that new girl group, was it like something Posse?
Young Posse or something?
Something like that. But the visuals... well, their name is a whole other topic, but the visuals from the MV, from what I've seen, like, just online, reminds me of... What's that one song where, like, the girls in, like, Klim Film and they look like...
Orange Caramel.
Yes. Where, like, things were just, like, weird and wacky and, like, out there a little bit. And not every comeback has to be like that.
Yeah.
But I think just keeping things fresh and interesting, but...
Yeah, because I miss that side. Oh, I miss when music videos... And even the West used to do it, but they don't do it anymore. I just feel like everything's boring now. But where a music video will be a whole movie.
With a whole storyline.
And I don't mean... Don't get me wrong. I know there's still groups that do storylines, but I mean, like, a storyline that even Brad from down the road gets. Like, there's no, like, oh... Chad from this group is wearing red to symbolize the strength and the unity, you know, of the regime. No, I don't mean like subliminal, like hard fan law MVs, which there's nothing wrong with. Like, let's still do those things.
Stress me out.
But I miss the actual MVs that had plot. Like, I'm thinking of like BAP One Shot. I'm thinking
like you're equal parts interested in like the song and like the visuals, but also the story. And feeling what's happening, yeah.
So, yeah. And the next part was about aespa, something about aespa?
Yes, so in the best way possible, aespa drama sounds like a KDA song, and I love that.
I don't... Again, my mind's gone back. I mean, sure. I mean, I don't really listen to KDA like that. So I will take your word for it.
Like, we'll believe you. Yeah, for me, I haven't listened to the whole of drama, I'm going to be completely honest. I think I've heard the chorus, whatever everyone is doing the challenge to.
Shay, sing it.
Sing what?
Sing the chorus.
Look over there.
Come back next week to Shay's karaoke, where I force her to sing songs.
You'll be very disappointed next week.
I can't wait.
But I think it sounds like a cool, like, epic song. KDA adjacent, I don't know, because I haven't listened to the whole thing, and obviously KDA songs are very known for like being epic and feeling like you're going on a journey. Maybe it's the whole like
movie soundtrack vibe.
Yeah, like very cinematic. Yeah.
So if that's the angle you're going for, then yeah, I can see that.
So cool. And now on to our next unpopular opinion. This person said, I get that most people are usually joking when they say it, but if my partner ever said, even in a joking way, that they would leave me in a heartbeat for their favorite actor or singer, if given the chance, I think they're meant to say, I would break up with them on the spot.
Oh, damn.
Like, I've even heard that in some relationships, people have a list of celebrities that they would give their partner a free pass to cheat with. And once again, I know that these conversations are usually had in a funny and lighthearted way, but it still doesn't sit right with me.
I think it's how it's approached, because I feel like there's some people, even though it's said in a lighthearted way, that actually dead serious. Mm. Like, I've seen, you know, when you see those clips, like whether it's on TikTok or those like those evening tonight shows or whatever, where they have someone on the street and they're like, oh, who's your hall pass? Like, who's, do you know what I mean? And then someone's like, oh my God, Justin Timberlake or whatever. There's people, it's, I feel like it's the way they answer it, where it's like, no, this person's serious. Because I think I saw one recently, actually. It was like this older couple and someone was like, oh, like, who's your celebrity free pass or whatever? And then the way she was like, yeah, me and my husband spoke about this and it would have to be, I can't remember who she said. But the way that she responded, I'm like, she's actually quite serious. So the fact, if X person walked into the bar and they decided to hit on her, she'll call her husband and say it's time. Whereas I feel like there's other people that are like, yeah, my hall pass is blah, blah, blah. But then if they do come across that person, they generally wouldn't do anything. They're probably, oh my gosh, I met so-and-so, but they're not going to cheat, if that makes sense. So I think it's, yeah. I think it's the approach. And I think if it's like, for example, I don't know, you're dating someone and they have a really big crush on, I don't know, I can't think of any celebrity right now, Justin Bieber. What's with all the Justins? Damn. If I had a big crush on Justin Bieber, but like it's to the point where this person has a cardboard cutout, they have all the merch, and then they had this deep conversation with you, then maybe it's like, okay, I don't feel comfortable with that. So I just think it's the approach of it, if that makes sense.
Yeah. I get what this person is saying. Yes, some people are joking sometimes, but in the cases where people aren't, I think when people think of, and once again, everyone's relationship is their own, you have your own nuances or whatever, but I think when people think of like cheating, they think like very physically, but cheating starts in the mind, to be completely honest. So if this person has perhaps like already formed this parasocial relationship with someone else or has some sort of romantic feelings for someone else, I think that's where like the line is crossed. But yeah, I, at the end of the day, some might read this unpopular opinion and think it's like really extreme, but I respect this person.
Yeah, I don't think it's extreme.
Yeah.
I think that's, if that's your boundary, that's your boundary.
Exactly.
But then I also think, as you say, like there's nuance to it. So, you know, I could jokingly say, oh my gosh, you know, if this person comes through my door, damn, see you later, boy. But like, I'm not going to do that.
You know what this has just reminded me of? And it's basically completely unrelated, but there's these TikToks going around at the moment where I don't know if they're a foreigner or something, and I'm pretty sure they're set in Japan, but this person's going up to like Japanese men and saying like, is seeking the services of a lady of the night cheating?
And they said no, right?
Yeah.
But I feel like Japan has a whole unique culture, which is a whole different conversation. And again, that's down to them and their partner, because I saw another video, say, I think it's the same people, they asked women the same thing, and they said they don't mind as long as it's just physical. So, yeah, I feel like, because without going too deep into, you know, Japan's culture, but because of their work culture and the dynamic of quote-unquote romantic relationships, they just kind of see it of, oh, you know, blah, 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 just wants to let off steam, or, you know, I'd rather someone else do it, to be fair. But as long as there's not that emotional bond, then it's
each
fine.
To their own.
But as I said, that, to me, that can't run. But I respect it. And at the end of the day, that's your boundary. And if people don't like it, That's their business. Don't waste your time.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Last point before we move on from this one. Perhaps once again unrelated, but I saw another TikTok of this guy, and I think it sounded like a foreigner that was asking these Korean men if they had or if they were interested in dating foreigner women. And I think in particular the topic of black women came up.
Oh, can we stop these videos, please? Like, what? No one.
Really giving. Oh, what was that one YouTube channel? I think it's gone now. And it was like, it would have videos like, oh my gosh, this idol looked at a black fan, so he likes.
I'm not saying.
Yes, you know. If you know, you know. No one asks. No,
I was a victim of that channel, by the way, guys. Sorry. Anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
I don't usually indulge in such content because I'm not bored, no offense, but I found this guy interesting in particular because, one, just the way he was adorned, just to paint the picture, he had a like a horang, like a tiger tattoo on his face, like from temple to chin, and for lack of a better way to describe him, it looks like he may not have bathed of recent.
Do you know what he looks like? He looks like that Barbie doll that you draw on, you cut the hair, you...
What did they call that Barbie in the movie?
I can't remember now, but you know, that's what it was given. And yeah, continue.
No, so we can probably both just talk on this, but it was the fact that I think everyone is allowed to have their preference, especially if you come from an ethnic background. You're completely fine to say, oh, I prefer people from X place because maybe they can relate to my culture more, or I've just grown up. You're allowed to have your own personal preference. But it was the fact that he was like, the black girls in Korea look lower class, and like they don't
coming
like,
from
carry,
this guy that looks like a lollipop that's dropped on the floor. That looks like a piece of candy that's dropped on the floor that's got all hair stuck on it. Yeah.
So what, like,
I'm sorry.
Even
like,
to bring up like class, I would understand if he was just like, maybe the ones that, because it seemed like they were in Hongdae or something. And if he was just like, oh, the girls I come across, they have different values to me. Or like I found that most of them aren't my type. That's fine. But when you bring class into the mix, especially somewhere like Korea, he sounded like he was a chaebol or something. Oh,
listen, these videos just need to stop. They need to be banned. Please. And can just leave us black girls out of it. We did ask for it. Nobody wants it.
No.
I'm sorry. And then do you know what annoys me? The comments. Because you have certain women in there, black women in there, be like, oh, yeah, he has a point. Talk for yourself. Because I don't know what he's talking about. I'm sorry.
This is one thing that, oh my gosh, like this is a whole other tangent and string and line timeline of the universe. And we can probably come back to this and it needs its whole own episode. But I think, one, we need to reintroduce shame, and we need to understand the difference between home talk and outside talk. Because even if someone said, I'm not saying you be ignorant, but even if a point that someone made resonated with you, you do not need to go on a public domain and say, yeah, he has a point, or yeah, he's right, because you're just emphasizing the fact that like he just disrespected everyone.
And every black girl is not the same. And I feel like some of the comments felt like they could say that because basically he basically said the same thing about white girls as well. And again, every white girl's not the same. I just don't know why we keep asking these questions. Like, What do we gain from these videos but stupid discourse?
Exactly.
No one asks. I don't care. Just date who you want to date. No one's begging to.
And
shame me from, please.
Again, who asks?
And who are you? Well, we know who asks. Just stop these videos because for why?
Yeah.
I don't need to be attacked every day. Like, literally, without getting all political. I just feel like, being a black woman, yeah. I'm sorry, this is turning into a whole black woman podcast. Well, we are a black woman podcast, but you know what I mean? Like, being a woman itself, whatever race, yeah, I feel like is a political statement. Add black to that, it's like double political. Like, everything we do is political. I think I've said this before. I don't know if I said it on here or I've just said this to you, Shay. But not so much now. But I would remember, like, I'll go outside with my hair, like, I have an afro, wow, right? oh my gosh, you're making a statement. Yes, my Nubian queen. Yes, my sis. No, this is just how the hair grows up my head. Not everything I do is a political statement. Sometimes I just want to live. I'm just going to Tesco to buy cheese. Like, I don't, not everything is like, I'm standing, I'm making a point. I'm just living. Like, no one says this. And again, I'm not trying to throw like any other race under the bus or whatever, but no one says this to Sally that just has her hair in a messy bun and like, yeah, I see you're standing up to the patriarchy. No, she didn't have time. She wrapped her hair up and she's going to Tesco to buy cheese with me. Like, no, it's not a political state. I've had enough. To stop the videos.
Oh, no. Yeah, like, once again, if these videos can be stopped, please stop them. I usually do not indulge in such content because I don't have the time. But jail. The fact that this man had a tiger on his face, it was like he has something to say. But yeah, cool. Moving on.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
This last unpopular opinion is, I am as anti-DeLulu as they come, but one thing I've always found interesting is that why is it okay when an artist wants to behave in a DeLulu / parasocial way, but if a fan does it, it's wrong and disgusting?
Because it's encouraged to sell more albums or video calls or whatever, and it's so tied in with the industry. And I think it's only of recent years that, you know, people are trying to like, hey, let's actually look into this because this is not healthy, because you have XYZ quote-unquote fan breaking into hotel rooms or stealing water cups and like, oh my gosh, and saying that they're dating this person and getting really attached, and it's not healthy. So that's where it stems from. I'm not saying what they're doing is right, but that's why.
No, like, but like, it has a point of origin. Once again, we've spoken about this a lot of times. It's up to individuals to self-regulate. But if an environment is encouraging or insinuating that certain things are okay, or that you own a person, and I think we see these behaviors intensify when there's levels of isolation. So for a lot of people, and this isn't to speak for all K-pop fans, but the space of K-pop and Hallyu has been a wonderful space where people have found a home outside of home, or friendship for the first time, or a community that they can be a part of. So sometimes if this is your only world, you can become too deeply immersed and lose like a sense of real life and touching grass and stuff. And that is not an excuse. Everyone's different. Everyone's responsible for themselves. But like you said, to some extent, it is something that's pushed. Like the idea, like, oh, this person's yours. Or like, I will always belong to you. Or I love you and these things. And it can affect people in different ways. So it's definitely a two-sided thing. This isn't so much on the topic of being DeLulu or parasocial. I don't want to misquote what group it was. Dare I say, like, Zero Base One or something like that. And I think fans were saying that they went to buy a member like gifts or something, or buy the group gifts. Mm. And I think the guy was like, no, don't buy us gifts. Buy our album. It's cheaper.
It's like, facts.
It's so rare. Like, just buy the album. And like, it's funny because we never really hear idols like actively like pitching like, oh, buy our album or do this. Mm. So it was just like really funny. But yeah, on this topic, I don't think it should happen either way.
It's just going to be hard to phase out from the other side.
Exactly. So
it will phase out. I feel like it's slowly phasing out because, as you said, there are more idols now that are, they will shut certain things down or whatever. So I feel like they have to, like, idols or companies have to shut down like certain behaviors first, and then they can kind of respond to it that way, if that makes sense. Because it wouldn't make sense, for example, if they just stopped doing it but then not tell fans to calm down. Yeah. Or tell fans to calm down, but then they're like, oh, I'm your boyfriend. So.
I think one of the big things that like shifted in the K-pop space that I think somewhat helped was I feel like Agyo died down a bit.
Yeah.
Because that was rampant back in the day. And
that was...
Ooh.
A choice.
I saw like a whole video the other day of, I don't know if it still happens now, but there's been like this thing over the years where people go to like, you know, those physical fan meets and they will bring like dummies, like baby dummies, and ask idols to use them.
No, thanks.
That's all we have time for. So don't be Delulu, touch some grass, enjoy the music, indulge. I know some fans are going to absolutely hate this, but I feel like one thing that will either have to go or be more intensely manned are these video calls. Because some insane things feel like they're come
too
out of these.
I feel like they're too frequent now. And I feel like it's not random enough. It's like the same five people because they brought 10,000 albums.
Even that, like, I want them to change the terms of how people can access these fan meets, because even that's like kind of compulsive obsessive to make someone buy like up to hundreds of like albums, putting themselves in debt to, for the chance to maybe, like, all of that doesn't seem right.
Yeah, I agree. I need to do it really Wonka style where they put a gold ticket. They don't say what album. It may not happen with every album, right? Don't even tell them it's coming, right? Throw it in a random album. Like, I don't know how many you want. Ten, whatever.
Like, do like a little random ticket thing, or even like, even if you're wanting it to like build hype in some way, do like a social media thing of like, oh, create a video about why you like this artist or your favorite song, and then someone's picked at random.
Or even that's how they could make their trend.
Like, exactly.
Oh, this person did our dance really well. We want to talk to them. Like, just have different ways of. Or, like, as I said, they could build a hype or they could not, they just may not even mention it. So, for example, if someone just does go out their way to do their trend because they love the song and or they even created a trend or it's become really popular, then they go and say, hey, we want to reach out to this person and if they want to talk to us kind of thing. So,
So that's that. And those are all of our unpopular opinions for today. We went on a roller coaster, but we made it to the other side.
Barely.
a little bit. But if you want to submit any of your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, or requests, you can submit them anonymously at kpopbox.co.uk/haliut@you, or you can send them to us via email, which is haliut@gmail.com. And now it's time for On the Radar as we come towards the end of the episode, where me and Shanice will let you know what's on our radars, if there's anything that we're listening to, watching, or if there's anything we want to put you guys onto. So Shanice, what's on your radar?
I've been bombarded all this week, or last week, or whenever. I'm not surprised, because I knew it was coming. I already saw said post or whatever, and then literally I'm not even exaggerating, over 20 messages about the same thing. And I'm just like, in my head, I'm like, I've seen it, I know. And if you guys don't know what I'm talking about, it's about Dean. After 4.5 years, I'm not exaggerating, that's how long he's been away, Dean will be releasing a new single on the 18th. Of November, according to Universal Music. So it's a song, so don't get too excited. He does this. This is what I'm saying to you people, but you people don't listen to me. You listen to me, you take bits and pieces of what you want to hear, and then you don't listen to the rest. I never once said this man would never do music again. This man just likes to pop up, do a little, and disappear. Come back, disappear. Come back, disappear. But he's always around lurking in the shadows. I've told you this. So when he is bothered and he's really feeling something, he'll release something. And that's what he's going to do. Now, I've had someone message me, and I respect you because I honestly didn't think anyone cares apart from, like, you know when you feel like your friends have to care because they're your friend? But someone said, now that Dean is back, this is an excuse for you to start again. Start K-pop box again.
I'm done.
Like, because he's back, you should come back. And honestly, I don't think people care. I still don't think people care. It's probably just you that cares. Maybe you, Shay. And friends that say that they care, but they don't really care because they never watched my stuff in the first place, which is fine. Like, I'm not one of those people that are like, if you're my friend, you should watch my stuff. If it has no interest to you, it does not make any sense for you to go out your way to watch it. Like, it's fine. Like, I'm not going to hold it against you. But there's been certain friends that be like, yeah, you should do it, because I'm like, you don't care. You're not going to watch it. you didn't come to the gym with me. You didn't shoot at the gym with me. So I have been toying with the idea. I haven't recorded anything, so I don't want to be like, yeah, I'm coming back. Because I feel like every time I'm like, yeah, I'm coming back, I get sick. Like, I'm not even joking. Like, I become ill and I can't move. And I feel like, I don't know if anyone else gets this. This may be a bit TMI, but, you know, we're all friends here, right? Do you ever get, this is for, like, the people that get their monthlies, right? Do you ever get, like, there's a three to five day before it's that time, and I don't know why during this 3 to 5 time frame I get really motivated to do things. Like, I'm like, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do that, whether that's like, I'm gonna clean my whole room, I'm gonna dust places I've never dusted before, I'm gonna clean the vacuum cleaner, I'm gonna plan this, I'm gonna meet up with my friends more, we're going to schedule dates, we're going to do this, I'm going to restart my channel, Shay, I think we should revamp the podcast and do this, and we should change our logo, and maybe change our name, and maybe change our names, you know? And she's just looking at me like, what's wrong with you? But then, as soon as I'm about to start, I just die. It's my body says no. So that's what happens to me. Yeah. All the time. I don't know if this is a thing, if this happens to other people where you just get, I don't know if it's like a certain phase within, you know, your cycle where it's just like, let's get shit done. I don't know. But yeah, it's always that when I get that feeling of, oh yeah, I feel really motivated, I'm gonna do my hair or I'm gonna do something, I actually have to go look and see, am I gonna start? Because this is crazy. But yeah, long-winded, but I know. Thank you, people, for letting me know. I know.
Like, everyone, please do not get your hopes up. But yeah, if things are confirmed, sure. But I think our interactions with Dean has to be, think of it like we're a MacBook, and I think he treats like his external career like a MacBook. And when he feels like it, he'll put a file. He might drag it to the bin. He might delete everything. He might hit reset the whole device. So
not reset the whole device.
I personally want to thank G-Soul, because G-Soul was here maybe like last month and we were talking to him and I was like, so like, where's Dean? Because he fell down the stairs and no one's heard.
Stop! See, now he's not coming back. This is, okay, guys, we need to stop reminding him that he fell down the stairs, because he's going to, you know what, forget it. He's going to put this project in the bin. Maybe it's all you're doing, Shay. You sparked, you know, you spoke to G-Soul spoke to him, like, come on, man, there's that pretty girl in London. That pretty tall girl in London. I'm, she said, so where's dumb. Dean? You got to come back.
I honestly quit, but huzzah, Dean has returned.
So we have to thank you then. Thank you, Shay.
I'm not involved. I'm sorry.
Wow. Thank you. Okay, so from now on, just bombard Shay with Dean stuff. Don't DM me anymore, please. Well done, Shay. Thank you so much, Shay. We thank Shay for Dean's comeback. That's the name of this episode.
We should thank you. You've been a great military wife, and he wasn't even.
See, this is what we're talking about, parasocial relationships, because where's my ring? We had, what, we've probably had like 3 conversations within my whole entire life, which happened years ago. Which he probably does not remember, which is fair.
You know what? Okay, a win is a win. What's on my radar? I couldn't even tell you. I am watching like the spin-off of Strong Woman the Bong Soon. It's called, I should know what it's called. I don't know what it's called. I'm so sorry. So I've been watching that. What else have I been watching? Oh, I feel like for anyone that enjoys K-dramas, there is this new Apple TV series called The Buccaneers. And I guess it's kind of like Bridgerton adjacent. But I think it feels like a similar time period, but their world doesn't have as many rules as Bridgerton. As in, like, if you're alone in a garden with a man, he has to marry you. But yeah, if that's a bit of you, I would say check it out. I think the story is following these American girls who come from families that sort of have money, but they're kind of considered as like new money because their families have made their money through like trade and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then they're going to England in hopes of like securing titles, like becoming a lady or a duchess or whatever.
And is it a Korean show?
No, this is like an American show, but I'm saying if you enjoy K-dramas, you'll probably like this.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah. But so they go to England in hopes of like finding suitors and getting a title. But like the British kind of were interested in marrying them because they need money, but they kind of still look down on the Americans because they're perceived as like the wilder ones. But yeah, I think there's 3 episodes at the moment, maybe 4 by the time this episode comes out. But yeah, you can check it out if you want.
That's all we have time for this week. Thank you for listening to How You At You.
Yes, and remember, if you want to submit any of your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, or requests, you can send them to halut@gmail.com, or you can submit them anonymously at kpopbox.co.uk/halut@you.
I've been Shanice from K-Popbox. You can follow me at K-Popbox_.
And I've been Shay from The K-Way. You can follow me at The K-Way on most platforms.
And until next time, we will
holla at you.
Bye.
Bye.